Welcome to the Lost Dog Podcast and the second edition of the Accursed Race, brought to you by our race partners, Albion and Ride with GPS. It's day 11 and our final updates from the Accursed Mountains. The finish line in Škoda now has that feel-good atmosphere that comes with more and more riders arriving to celebrate and share stories from the trails. The first to do just that today is Urs Manhart, Cap 36.
Congratulations, Urs. Welcome to the finish.
Thank you so much. It's difficult to say something. It has been ridiculously intensive. And I'm very happy to be here. And I'm very, very glad I didn't give up yesterday without any, just, 0.0 brake power. I made it.
And have you had time to reflect at all on the race?
Not so much, no. I mean, it's just when I was overtaking Elias, he was struggling with knee pain, unfortunately. I told him a bit about these 9 hours of extraordinary brain activity to organize two paths. And then I told him, I was trying to tell myself, come on, it's a bicycle race. It's just simple. You do it for fun. You don't have to freak out or anything. But Elias said, it's true. It's just a bicycle race. But at the same time, it's so much more. Yeah. And it does so much to you. Even though it's so damn simple, it's difficult to understand.
The entire media team are stationed in Škoda for the day and hoping to welcome all riders back into the city before a very crucial cut-off time. Race reporter Tom Probert.
The finish line closes tonight at midnight. It's currently 10:30 a.m. It's another beautiful morning here in Škoda. And today, now we have the drama of waiting to see which riders can make it to the cutoff. Not all of them are going to be able to do it. They've got 13 and a half hours now to make it for that midnight cutoff. And that's also when the bus leaves, so the stakes are pretty high. One thing that might come into play as we get closer to that cutoff point is there's a kind of escape route shortcut where you can cut off the last part of the route and take a quick road directly to Škoda. So that's a really interesting dynamic that might come into play tonight. From my best guess, looking at the map and trying to estimate where riders are, how long it might take them to get in, I think that James van der Hoorn and Francois Bruyere might be in that category of riders that are hovering somewhere close to getting in around that midnight time cutoff. So that could well be the drama as we go into the night. So let's see. And then before those two guys, we've got Marku, Spike, Joss and Elias, who should all be arriving throughout the day. The first one currently on the road is Elias, and we're expecting him in a couple of hours.
And indeed, a couple of hours later, Elias Backmond, Cap 16, crosses the finish line.
We haven't seen a lot of you. Have you been aware of your fellow riders around you on the map?
On the map, yeah. But especially those. They just pulled away at some point.
And did you actually see them physically on the road?
Yeah, we met a few times. And we're back and forth, especially in the first day with Ellen.
Yep.
Then sometime with Florian. And last with Urs, but then he also pulled away. And I could only pedal very slowly because my knee hurts like hell. But I made it finally.
Well done.
Thanks.
How are you feeling about the achievement now you're in?
I've looked forward to this for, I don't know, almost a year probably. So yeah, I'm pretty happy to be here.
One of the common themes at both this and last year's Accursed Race has been the kindness shown by local people across the Balkans. Joss Ridley, Cap 25, rolls into the finish to complete his journey.
Congratulations.
How are you feeling, man?
Good, yeah, satisfied. Yeah, it was hard. It was really hard. But the thing is, I think, you know, the great thing about this race is that it's takes you through some really lovely places. And the people, I think that's the key thing. We found so many generous, kind, really, you know, lovely people. And I think that's been a really, you know, the highlight of the trip, really. Just sort of meeting those sort of people who, in the middle of nowhere, mm-hmm. who are just, you know, so kind and lovely and looked after you. Yeah. So it was really good. It's so varied, the countries as well. And I mean, Albania is a hard country. It really is.
In what respect?
Just, I mean, it's steep, it's loose, it's rocky, it's hard. And as a result, the people are really sort of, I suppose, reflect that in a way that they're kind and generous because it is a hard place to live.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just, yeah, it's great. It's good. It's good. I'm glad I've done it.
The scene outside the hostel where the finisher line is always completely packed with bikes. It's a very bike-centric city, and I've seen it referred to as the Amsterdam of Albania. It seems to be a way that all the locals get around. They use their bikes to go shopping, and you see quite a lot of innovative solutions to the very practical problem of like going to the market and picking up all your goods. So right next to me at the moment, I'm standing next to an old city bike. It's actually got quite a beautiful steel frame, and there's a green plastic crate bungee tied to a pannier rack on the back of it, full of lettuces and vegetables that this woman has bought from the market. There's another woman riding past me now with a front basket with a very chic leather handbag inside it, and she's got a really smart, fashionable outfit on, but then riding a really old, beaten up steel town bike. That's very much the vehicle of choice here. It's going to be a kind of 1990s steel town bike with mudguards, all sorts of racks, inbuilt lights, kind of really tall Dutch handlebars and bells, utilitarian, rugged, hardy bikes that are standing the test of time. And that, of course, is quite a contrast next to our riders' race machines, which are at the absolute cutting edge of modern technology, with a lot of carbon fibre on display and electronic gear shifting. It's quite funny to see them parked up right next to each other.
One rider who's had plenty of reason to curse his own race machine is Michael Fedora, Cap 29. Mechanical problems ultimately ended his accursed experience, but not before a couple of challenging nights out in the wilderness.
How was your adventure up the Lurdaya National Park?
Up it was still only wet and rocky, and above on the hill it was then very dark, rocky and very wet. So I decided to put out my bivy and spend the night on top of it, not to slip on the wet rocks, and wait until I could see my path the next morning. And I guess that was better. But then it became clear that I wouldn't make it in time to the finish line. But I guess there was no real choice for me. Otherwise, it would have been too dangerous.
But you had a good sleep and apparently a magical experience as well up there.
Yeah, it was somehow amazing to be there on top of the hill, very cloudy, very, very misty, a lot of dark shadows. It was, on one hand it was scary, on the other hand it was somehow beautiful. It's hard to describe. Was slightly afraid that a bear would find me, but fortunately no one has found me, so it was great.
The riders in Škoda are beginning to gear up for this evening's finishers party, a chance to celebrate each other's achievements and enjoy that usual community spirit. Having chosen to scratch, Oliver Neumann, Cap 31, is now back in Škoda 2, and last night waited up to welcome one of his fellow riders, Frida Baku, into the finish.
So, Oliver, can you just tell us what's happened in your race since we last saw you at CP2?
I lost my cleat of my right shoe, and I tried to continue, and I couldn't control the bike anymore really good.
Yeah.
It was too hard and too dangerous to continue, and then I decided to scratch.
And how does it feel to get back to Škoda now? Because we're at the finish line, and there's a lot of riders that you will have seen during the race. What's that like?
It was nice to come here yesterday in the evening. I met at first Florian and congratulated him for his great race. And then I checked the map, and I saw Frieda will come.
Yeah.
So I decided I drink some beer and wait until Frieda comes.
Yes, so
and when Frieda comes, he was happy that someone was still awake.
Awesome.
And then we had a good time here in front of the hostel.
That's
we were
so
talking
cool.
a lot about the race and drinking beer.
That's fantastic. And that
and
was like 3:30 a.m. So you must have had to stay up for a long time.
It was very late when he came, and I wondered how he was drinking two beer, and we sat here until 1 hour. We sat here together and were talking, and was a very good moment.
That's so cool.
At 4:38 p.m., Spike Morris becomes the next rider to finish at this year's Accursed Race. Spike was twice on the verge of scratching and endured some real low points out on the trails, but he kept going, and he's made it.
Thank you.
Oh, it's an amazing
ride. Thank you.
Welcome to the finish. You've just had everyone here come up and give you a hug. How does that feel?
I wasn't expecting that. I thought I'd get a little like, oh, you right, mate? Yeah.
Have you had fun riding your bike out here?
Yeah, it's been wonderful, of course, yeah. A real treat. Some low moments, leading myself into the national parks at night. Probably a mistake. But makes the highs higher, I think.
Yeah.
And like, I came here because I love this part of the world, and I love the no-fly rule, and it wasn't disappointed. No, it was great.
Yeah, how did riding in the Balkans compare to what you were expecting?
It was wicked. I've toured on the coastal side of Albania with my girlfriend before, and looked at the mountains. Well, we did, there's lots of climbs, but looked at the mountains and thought that would be amazing to do in a more challenging adventure. And I got that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we saw Joep van Luit, Cap 23, miss a section of the race's fixed route. Unable to find the power needed for the final 100 kilometres, Joep took a more straightforward path back to Škoda. It means he can't be included as a race finisher, but having ridden a good 1,550 kilometres, he can be proud of his performance.
Yeah, last time we spoke was on CP2, and you remember maybe when I arrived, nothing was open there, so I just came with some plain bread and I tried to eat that so as much as I can. But the next morning I wake up and I feel like really shit. I was not there. And that was going on the whole day, basically, I ate. So yeah, I decided from this climb is not gonna make me succeed, but I want to do well on the route as far as I can. So I decided to scrap that part. Say, okay, for me this is no go. But I do something else. I'm really fine with it. I just want to ride, love my bike, and have a feeling of being finished. Even if I got disqualified or out of GC, it's fine with me.
It's just approaching 8 p.m. here in Škoda, and it's the night of the finishers' party. So the hostel that's been welcoming riders in over the last few days is probably the busiest it's been over the course of the race, apart from the start. There's a group of ultra cyclists who have converged on the patio area outside the hostel, all drinking together and chatting, laughing, sharing stories, cracking open beers. There's pizzas arriving. It's a celebration of what everyone's achieved here. Whether you've made the time cut, got in here and finished over the past few days, whether you had to scratch and then make your way back to Skoda via public transport. Whatever your story, everybody's now back together and sharing in the collective experience of this really strange and unique endeavour that everyone's been participating in over the past sort of 10 or 11 days.
With the riders all together, Marku Lepala, Cap 26, receives a warm welcome as he rolls into Skoda to join the party.
Congratulations.
Thank you, mate.
Well done. Yeah.
One question, what was the end? Like, I wanted this mud and the rock that beats the hell out of you, but it was just too easy.
The finish was a bit too easy for you.
Yeah, I thought that there will be some like nasty stuff like the one we got yesterday when we got down the Lush, but...
Should I spend 10 minutes on ride with GPS and send you back out?
Yeah,
well, I mean, you've timed that perfectly, really, haven't you? You've got.
I was down there on the sunset time, I was having the nice colours, so.
Three hours till the bus.
Yeah.
You've got your bike's back, but there's plenty of time to do that.
Yeah.
You've got a beer to drink.
Oh, yeah.
And you got some pizza to eat.
Yeah, I got people to chat with. There are some people I didn't see after the natural start anymore.
All right, well, in which case, let's get you off your bike, get your beer, and get you chatting to people.
Cool, thank you, man.
The finishers party is a chance for the riders to swap stories and celebrate together one last time before going their separate ways. But it's also an opportunity for the team to say a few thank yous and hand out some awards.
Firstly, just thank you so much to everyone for coming here. Thank you to all the riders who've really committed to this race and to No Fly Travel and for just being a really lovely bunch of people to get to know. Finally, thanks so much to Inez and Julio for being our wonderful hosts. And I promise we'll be back for TAR number 3, whether or not it's a CP or a start and finish location, I don't know, but we will be back. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
With the speeches over and the Accursed Express set to leave Skoda at midnight, there are still two riders out on the course, pedalling hard to finish in time.
It's just coming up to 11 p.m. here at the finish line and we're waiting for James van der Hoorn to come in. We knew it was going to be quite tight with these guys. He's made it with just almost exactly an hour in hand. So 1,600 kilometres of riding and it comes down to the final 60 minutes before the time cut off. Party's in full flow here. Everybody's gearing up to get on the bus and ship out. But there's a wonderful atmosphere here. It's very jubilant. And there's a small breakaway group that are standing right next to the road, where you've got the best vantage point of the riders approaching to see who can get the first sight of the headlight coming down the road. Did you think you were going to make it in time?
Yeah, I didn't actually sleep last night. I did an all-nighter. I cycled for the last 36 hours or so.
Nice. Wow.
Literally just carried on. No, it was in doubt last night when I just carried on going. I said, I'm getting to Lac no matter what.
This was your first bike race.
Yeah.
Are you inspired to do some more now after that? Or
I think I am, but not quite as long. It hurts my bum so much. After day 4, my bum was just in bits, even with nice fancy bib shorts.
What makes it worthwhile?
Well, setting yourself something really, really difficult and then achieving it. That's the sort of the modus operandi that I operate with, to try and find something really, really difficult and then focus all your effort and energy to try and complete that. So you can look back in the future and say, I gave myself everything and I did that.
It is 11:30 We're on the finish line. James van der Hoorn has just arrived. He's been riding very close to Francois Breyer. Francois is on the approach. We think he's about 3 kilometers away. So he's just going to make it back in time. Before the midnight cutoff, the coach is literally sitting outside the hostel here. So all the riders that are getting on that are preparing their stuff now to ship out. And yeah, this has really come down to the wire. Francois is going to be the last one in. He's going to be our Maglianera, our final rider to arrive. He's going to get a fantastic reception. Now, all of our riders that are here at the finish line are streaming out onto the road to look down the street to see if they can see that telltale bright headlight emerging in the distance down the street there.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Oh,
hello.
Man.
Yeah. What a ride.
Great ride.
Yeah. What time is it exactly?
Still plenty of time left.
Yeah. It's
half past 11.
Yeah, thank you.
Lord of
mate.
Very happy.
Yeah.
What a way to come in.
I have no brain. I'm completely tired, mentally, physically.
11:30, Francois.
Yeah, that's amazing, no?
Cut it right down to the wire. Did you have fun out there?
Yeah, of course, yes. But at the end, just like, today was a really long day. It's been 4 hours. I just wanted to stop, like, right now.
Yeah.
And each time I was expecting to be at the top. Thanks a lot.
Oh,
perfect.
Beer.
I was expecting to be at the top, and you are like, it keeps going and going and going and going. But at the end, just like, that's the perfect timing.
You're glad you did it?
Of course, yes. Yeah. I think I'm going to quit biking for weeks or a month.
For like 6 months.
I don't
months.
Know.
Take 6
Maybe
months
play
off.
Ping pong.
Yeah.
Something less intense. I don't know.
That completes this second edition of the Accursed Race. Congratulations again to our winner, Justina Slaveka, whose dominant performance confirmed his status as one of the world's leading ultra riders. But also a huge well done to all our riders who took on every challenge thrown at them by the Accursed Mountains, from rocky trails to torrential rain and heavy snow. For that, they've been able to ride through and be inspired by some of the most spectacular landscapes in the world. Next year, the Accursed will be taking a break as we scout out more beautiful tracks and trails across the Balkans for a fresh batch of riders to take on when the race returns in 2027. Thanks to our race partners, Albion and Ride with GPS.